Now, Godfrey is in Atlanta, and he's got a similar question for us, but at the other end of the spectrum, quite literally. Hello, Godfrey.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What would you like to talk about?
I had a question about what would happen if our solar system was in intergalactic space. So, for example, instead of being in the Milky Way galaxy, it would be out there by itself, like in some place like the Boots Void. And I wanted to know, would life still have been able to evolve? Does being a part of a galaxy provide any sort of protection? Or if our solar system was just an intergalactic space, would that be more dangerous for our solar system?
I think if you manage to pick up our solar system and somehow magically transport it to the middle of intergalactic space, there might be slightly higher levels of really high energy intergalactic sort of cosmic rays, because the galaxy does have a magnetic field which will shield us from very high energy cosmic rays slightly. But then again, a lot of cosmic rays are being made inside our galaxy, so it probably cancels out a bit. I think the real thing is that you can't really get a solar system out into the middle of into a big void like that. They don't get formed there because you need enough gas, a high density enough of gas to form stars, and there's just nothing out there. So the only way you could get a star out there would be something really quite violent happening. So you'd need to have sort of three stars coming very close to each other and the other two dumping most of their energy into the third one and shooting it out of a galaxy or something.
There is an errant star, which is currently on its way out of the Milky Way, isn't there? I think it's even left the Milky Way, or it's destined to in the next, I think in literally in hundreds of thousands or a few thousand years, it's actually going to completely leave the galaxy. And it was exactly as you said, it was part of a binary system where the two were twirling around each other near to the central black hole. And they got very, very rapidly accelerated. And it was a sort of slingshot where one spun away and the other one got chucked into, potentially, on a trajectory to intergalactic space.
Yeah, and if it's done that, you're going to rip off all the planets are going to get ripped off and hurled somewhere entirely different. They might also end up in intergalactic space, but probably nowhere near the original star.
So life as we knew it on those sorts of planets, that would be curtains, wouldn't it?
And you couldn't form a star which could support life as we know it, outside a galaxy, because we're dependent on heavy elements, a lot heavier than iron, and those are all formed in supernovae, which was talking about earlier. So you'd only get sort of hydrogen, helium, and you can't really make a planet out of hydrogen, helium, and a little bit of lithium. Although I think you could probably sustain a life out there, I can't see any way of achieving it.
Thank you, Dave. And thank you very much, Godfrey, for a fantastic question. That was Godfrey, who's listening to us via the podcast in the States. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell, and with Kat Arney. If you have any science questions for us, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com.